Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. This year are going to be split to hopefully 6 parts. We'll see how much we can do together. And you have the paper, so if you're not going to make it, you can complete the shiur in your own time. The first part going to be the discussion or summarizing Hananiah and Chachamim. I'm not going to go through everything because that's going to take 20 hours. We'll try to focus on like the main proofs and a little bit more explanation on the Balaam O. So, מחלוקת חנניה וחכמים. חנניה, להחזיר תנן, חכמים להשהות תנן. שיטת הריף, רי ברצלוני, רבנו יונה ורמבן, we hold like חכמים. The main sources for the riff is the Ibaya in דף למנזיין עמוד א', מהו לסמוך תוכה וגבה, תוכה וגבה אסור, so תוכה וגבה אסור makes sense that it for חנניה, because according to Chachamim, because according to Hananiah, Tocha is Asr even b'chazara. That's the proof of the Rif according to the Ran. The second proof is Kirashe Sikua. It's Pshat Braita sounds like Chachamim. And then Rav Hoshaya and Rabba Bar Chana, Mitztamek V'Yachelo sounds also that the discussion is the Shehiyah. I'm gonna skip to the Rav Hai and Rav Shrira. Rav Hai, Gaon Rav Shrira, Baal HaMaor, all of them hold that halacha ke Chananiah. And the main proof for them is Rav Sheshet, in the name of Rav Yochanan, and Rava. They are very achronim, achrone amoraim. So, and they sound like the Rava, it was so pashut to him that הלכה כחנניה, that he brings the proof from the Mishnah and the Yutet Amud Bet. Now, the main teruts that the Rif, that the Rav Hai and Baal HaMaor answer to the proof of the Rif, is that all the Sfekot in the Gemara, Mahu Leachzir, is Kol Echad Leshitato, meaning the Gemara was asking that, like, normally according to Chachamim, but you can apply the same rule, the same idea to Chananiah. So if the Gemara asks for Lashot, you can apply that to Chazara for Chananiah. And so it's not like, even, although the Pshat Gemara Mashma like Chachamim, it doesn't mean that it's only for Chachamim. Now, the main thing that I want to add is that if you just read the conclusion of the Ran, and you just see Baal HaMaor, and even if you read the Baal HaMaor inside, you see that the Baal HaMaor have a unique shita. He doesn't say exactly that we hold like Chachamim. He doesn't say exactly like Chananiah. He says like we hold like Chananiah. But then he says that the machloket between Rav Hoshaya, mitztamek v'yafelo, mitztamek v'ralo, is not according to Chachamim, it's also according to Chananiah. And that's against the Shita of Rav Hai Gaon and Rav Shrira, because Rav Hai Gaon and Rav Shrira said that Rav Hoshaya, Mitztamek V'Yafelo, Mitztamek V'Ralo, is only according to Chachamim, and we don't hold like them. But, and also the Machloket of Rav Shmuel at the end of Lamed Zayin Amud Bet is also only according to Chachamim. Right. And Baal HaMaor is trying to solve the problem. What am I doing with all of these Amoraim that sounds like they hold like Chachamim? And I want to pass in like Chananiah. So the way that the Baal HaMaor is explaining the Sugya, he said that there is like a Mechadesh and new Shita. He said that if it's Mitztamek V'Ralo, then Ma'achal Ben Dursa is fine. And you can put the pot on the Kira. If it's mitztamek v'yafelo, then there is a machloket. And what is mitztamek v'yafelo? Not on machal ben dursa, mitztamek v'yafelo, kol tzorko. So what exactly does it mean? What, why is mitztamek v'yafelo and mitztamek v'ralo apply even when it's kemachal ben dursai? What is the connection? Normally, when food is only kemachal ben dursai, there is a time that it's still mishtabeach, and then it goes bad. How can it be mitztamek v'ralo when it's kemachal ben dursai? He said that if it's mevushal kemachal ben dursai and it's mitztamek v'ralo, then it's fine. The Ramban screamed, what are you talking about? Meaning any food that is kemachal ben dursai, so it has a period of time that it's going to be mishtabeach, and then it's going to be bad. So how can you apply din mitztamek v'ralo on kemachal ben dursai?
Well, isn't that another way of asking what does kol tzarko mean? Kol tzarko means, that to the most amount that is beneficial for the food.
Once for the food or for the people?
For this food for the people.
Well, for most people.
Let's say I want seared tuna. I only wanted a little bit. So maybe you'll bendul sai.
Maybe you want to eat like bendul sai now. Fine, so that's bendul sai.
Then it's mitzamek v'ralo at that point. Once it's mevushal kol tzarko.
So you're saying that any bendul sai automatically going to be mitzamek v'ralo?
No, I'm saying that kol tzarko is dependent on the kind of food. Once you've had kol tzarko, then it's mitzamek v'ralo, and anything.
You want to say that ben dursai is individual?
Well,
that it depends what is kol tzarko for yourself, not for the people.
The mashmash of ben dursai was that they were missing. They did it by all food. It was lav dafka by certain kinds of food.
But half or two-thirds cooked. But what is the denominator? What's full cooked, right? You're measuring half cooked.
The lashon in most of the Rishonim, I don't know, she'ra'u le'achila le'rov bnei adam, as opposed to ben dursai, that this weird person that he can eat it, and maybe other people would eat it if they don't have what to eat, but majority of people would wait. So,
it could be edible, but still improve in quality. Whereas you have chmachal ben dursai, which is edible to some group of people. Then you have kol tzarko, which is edible, but you can still get better, right? That means stomach biyafelo. Then after that, it has declining in quality. Once it reaches a certain point,
you want to be mechadish. What you're saying is very different than what the normal explanation. Yeah. You're saying that ben dursai for some person would be considered kol tzarko, and then it's going to be mitztamek v'ralo. Because if you want to eat medium rare, for you from now on it's going to be mitztamek v'ralo.
Right.
That's what you're saying. That's not the normal understanding, and the majority of Achronim did not understand that. That's going to be a suffix that we Bezrat Hashem discuss. What is the definition
the
of?
The idea of ben dursai is bidyavid.
Right. That's why I want to continue. According to the normal assumption, you're saying a good point, but I don't think the majority of Achronim understood, and the Rishonim also mashma that it depends on the majority of people. So ben dursai is like only a few people would eat, and kol tzarko is majority of people going to eat it. And it's another discussion, what's the definition of kol tzarko, and it's a good point what you're saying, but I'm going to go with the simple understanding of kol tzarko, like half or three-way cooked, and then full, that majority of people going to eat it. Now, I think that the pshat in Baal HaMaor is like this. Baal HaMaor says, when you have a food that is mevushal kemachal ben dursai, so halachically, like we discussed in the Pticha, Tosfot and Baal HaMaor in Daf Yudchet Amud Bet, they hold that the cooking is between zero to ben dursai. After ben dursai midoraita, it's fully cooked. So if you ask me if somebody going to be chote b'gechalim in this third cook, during this period of time, a person would have a lot of encouragement to do chitui b'gechalim because it's not cooked. Halachically, it's not cooked, so that means that it's not cooked, and people would be chote no matter what. After that point of ben dursai, since halachically it's cooked, and it also, like, in the people's mind, it's not so urgent to be chote anymore, because it's, if I have a need to eat it like this, I could, but I'm not, I would rather it to be better. So we have a different kind of gzerat chitui here. After ben dursai, I would make the food better if I'm going to be chote. But it's not that I can't without it. Meaning, I don't really need it, but it's gonna make it better. So for this kind of chashash chitui, then I'm looking in my head and I'm thinking, this food at the end of the process, it's gonna be mitztamek v'ralo. So if I'm gonna be choten now in the gechalim, I might cause this food damage at the end. So I have a benefit, a small benefit, if I'm gonna be choteh because it's gonna get cooked better. But in the other hand, I might cause damage because it might be too much fire and it's going to cause damage to the food because it's mitztamek v'ralo. So in this case, mandamar mitztamek v'ralo mutar, everyone agreed mitztamek v'ralo mutar because the benefit that I would have for a little bit better cooking will be taken away with the fact that this food is mitztamek v'ralo at the end, so I can cause damage instead of getting it better. This is the shit of, wait, and mitztamek v'yafelo means that I want to make this food better because it's going to taste better, and it's mitztamek v'yafelo. Mitztamek v'yafelo means that I will never be able to cause damage to this kind of food, because even if it's going to have more fire, more than it needs, it will never get bad because it's mitztamek v'yafelo. So at the end, there is no damage going to be caused to this item. So that's why the Baal HaMaor says, the man de'amar mitztamek v'yafelo asur, he holds that since you can cause damage, you're going to be chote. And the one who said mitztamek v'yafelo mutar, he only discusses when the food is called tzorko. Because when it's called tzorko, there is no shibuach anymore. It's just like a tiny bit. You're not going to have any encouragement. But in the time before it's called tzorko, then you're going to have benefit from the chitui, and you're not going to cause any damage. And for tosefet shibuach, you would be chote. That's the pshat in the Baal HaMaor. No, it's not written in the Baal HaMaor, but lechora that's the pshat in the Baal HaMaor. Now, what is the shita of Rashi? Rashi gives us an interesting dibur ha-matchil that drives us a little bit crazy. Rashi says, Ad shigrof ha-gechalim mishum demosif hevel. So all of the Rishonim scream at Rashi. What are you talking about? We are discussing here Shehiya. We're not discussing Hatmana. Hatmana mishum davar sheno mosif hevel. And how? So first of all, reality is not like you. You're saying that grifa is memayet hevel. It's more megmara in a few places. Katama v'uvara, and many sources in the Gemara, matmin beremetz, that the ktima is not lowering the heat. So the first question is reality. And the second question, the Chananiah shari la'ashot af kshena grufa. And if Chananiah is matir b'shena grufa, by hatmana, we don't have anyone who is matir to be matmin like Chananiah. So it should be Chananiah that matir b'kol dina hatmana. So, if you want to understand Rashi, I don't want to spend too much time, so I'm going to try to do it fast. But in order to understand really what Rashi means, take a look in Rashi in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Dibur ha-matchil yamar bishlama lachzir tnan. You have it in the paper also in page number 2. No, sorry. I just brought the beginning. No. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Yamar bishlama lachzir tnan, aval leshahot mashhin afilu b'sheena grufa. Hainu deshani ben tochal al gaba, dibur ha-matchil achar kach. Hainu deshani ben tochal al gaba, dechimashi letocha, dechsheena grufa, matmin mamash beremetz. So Rashi tells us something that's completely different than all the Rishonim, and the Tosfot would argue with him. But Rashi says that Hainu Deshani ben Tocha Legaba discusses Shehiya. That discusses Chazara. Tosfot hold that discusses Chazara. That even according to Chananiah, there is a difference when you put in back the pot, don't put it inside. Mechzikim Mebashel. Rashi said no. Ainu deshani lechananya that discuss achzara for sheiya. There's going to be a chiluk between hatmana and Shehiya. Because when you put the pot inside the kira, you're mamash tomen bagechalim. So Rashi differentiate between putting the pot inside the kira as opposed to putting it on top of the kira. So when you put it on inside, that is tomen. But if you put it on top, that it's not tomen. So you need to be goref. And if you are goref, then you can put the pot even inside, because it's not mosif hevel, so you can be matmin, but davar sheno mosif hevel. So that's why, b'leachzir, you can put even inside. But by sheiyah, if it's not garuf, you can put it inside. That's the pshat in Rashi. And according to this pshat also, the kashya of the rif, according to the Ran, from after that, tocha v'gaba asur. So all the Rishonim, meaning the Rif, is Mukhiach from this, like Chachamim. According to Rashi, it's not Akashia so much, but according to the other Rishonim, it's still Akashia. That's Noam Burak also mentioned. We had a discussion about that. But it's an interesting point of view that you see that Rashi learned this whole sugya different, and the Din of Grifa, according to Rashi, is Midin Sheno Mosif Hevel. And the whole sugya, according to Rashi, is midin hatmana, and there is no difference between hatmana and shiyah. According to Rashi, the definition for both is enomosif hevel. And for the second question of Tosfot, I will just tell you that the Tosfot in the beginning of Perek Bamet Omnin brings the shita of Rashbam that says that it's mutar to be matmin b'mosif hevel if it's kemachal ben dursai. So imamish hold that even hatmana is mutar when it's machal ben dursai. So there is he's going in his grandfather shita. He's following his grandfather shita. So we have a couple of rishonim that hold in this shita. Ravia also, but lemaise we're not holding like Rashi. But just keep in mind that according to Rashi, din ktima is muchach that it's midin lowering the heat. Lowering the level of the heat. Ktima for Rashi is basically lowering the heat. Keep that in mind. Now, the other Rishonim, they ask the question that Tosfot ask, and they, Rashba, Tosfot, everyone like say that, that the din of Shia is when the pot is not touching the coils. It sits on like a fork or pitput or something that holds the pot with distance from the fire, and that's why it's not considered atmana. According to them, when it touches the gechalim, it has din atmana, and that's a different topic that Bezrat Hashem we're going to discuss in the future. But according to the majority of Rishonim, our sugya discusses shehiya, not atmana. And shehiya means putting the pot on top of the fire with not touching the fire. And now we need to discover and to understand what is grifa vektima according to them. According to Rashi, we understood that it's more like lowering the level of the heat. But what is it for the other Rishonim? So that's the beginning of Chelek Bet. What is grifa and what is ktima? So, you saw that also in the Ran, and the source is the Ramban and the Rashba. What is Grifa? Let's start with Grifa. So, we have the Yerushalmi that he grof legamre. And then the question, if you hold that Grifa means to take all the coils out, then the question is why by Tanur we say that even Garuf is not helping. If you take all the coils out, what can you do? Meaning, you took the item that caused the problem, so why would it be asur by Tanur? So we have two ways to answer that. The Rambam hold that even when you're Chote, even when you're Goref, it can't be that you're not going to leave a little bit of coils, and since the tanug is very hot, even a little bit of chatiya gonna help. That's why it's asur. And the Rashba says that it's gzeira. I mean, you have a few ways to understand the Rashba, but the tanur is so hot that even when you goref the tanur, it looks like you didn't, because it's so hot that you can still cook in it. And I can add what Reb Moshe also says in Tshuva, that some people, the way to cook in tanur is by taking out the coils, because it's so hot that if you're going to leave the coils there, it's going to burn the food. So the derech bishul by tanur is to take the gechalim out. So taking the gechalim out by tanur is not... you don't create any shinui, because that's the way to do it. That's the way to cook in tanur, because it keeps the heat so well that if you're going to keep the gechalim there, it's going to burn. So taking out the gechalim is not enough of a heker.
The concern is that it's
michlof. He said that it's going to be michlof bekira she'ena grufa. People are going to say, if I can cook in this, but that's a big dochak. So that's why not everyone agree with that chashash. Now, if you saw the Ran bring the Bala Maor, that the Bala Maor, because of that Kashya, he held that it can't be that we hold like the Yerushalmi. We should hold that Grifa is just moving the coils to one side and putting the pot next to it. So when you do a shinui in the coils, you don't need to take them out. You just goref. You just move them to one side and you still have the heat source, but you just make a shinui. The Ran Lemaise accept the shita of the Bala Maor for this, but the Ramban and the Rashba and other Rishonim did not agree with that.
And then it's going to Ketima also.
Ketima, I'm going to speak soon. It's not why.
Because he's saying if you're leaving it there, so like Ketima also.
But here you're not doing any shinui in the coil itself. Meaning, that's exactly the problem. I would say that the Bala Maor is the extreme maker, that any heker that you can do, any shinui that you're going to do, even if you don't change the heat source, it's enough to make a heker. But the Rishonim that argue with him seems to hold that you need to do a shinui beguf gechalim, beguf beguf hechefza of the... But that's the next... that's exactly what I want to be discussing. But before I'm going to go to the next step, just... want to mention the Rambam. Wait, we didn't finish with the Rashba. We finished the fact that the Grifa, we have a machloket, but what is Ktima? Ktima, if you look in the Rashba itself, in the beginning, the Rashba and the Ramban says, that's stuff that I want to read inside. In the number 4, page number 4 in the Ramban, the third line in the Ramban, Hada Amara, afilu lo katam kol tzorko, it's called in the Yerushalmi. By Ktima, you don't need to do Ktima that covers the coils completely and like shutting down all the fire. Perush, enot tzach liktom ad shelo yenikar sham esh klal. You don't need to do the Ktima like a Mehadrin Ktima, you just need to do a little bit of it. Ve'bagmara dila nami bekotem achim ashma, she'ar afilu gechalim sha'amemu, harem kektumim, v'chen katama ve'nitlabta. So we have two sources in the Bavli, that Ktima doesn't need to be a total ruined in the coils. Ktima is more like a heker. That's the way it sounds here. And what are the two sources? Gechalim sha'amemu. We have it in Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. And Katama v'nitlabta. That you would do the Ktima, and then the coils went back to life. And it's considered Ktuma l'maskana.
Because the heker is for you, that you shouldn't do people, right?
That's one of the ways that I want to... Exactly. So it sounds like the heker is the point. Because if we really need the coils to get damaged, why katama v'nitlabta is good? And why gechalim sha'amemu? Gechalim sha'amemu is like basically regular coils. They're just like the heat got a little lower. And on the way to die, you don't need to do even ktima. It's enough that you have a weird... The Rashba explained that when you put the pot on a gechalim sha'amemu, normally during the week, if you see that the gechalim are omemim, you're going to do the chitui at the time that you put the pot. The fact that you put the pot there and you didn't touch the gechalim, that shows that you don't care about chitui. That's the way that the Rashba explained that. And you see in this approach of the Ramban and the Rashba, that Ktima, they're more makel. Although by Grifa, they were more machmir. by Ktima, they said that the Heker is enough, and we are going to discuss more about that. I just want to mention the Rambam before I'm going to continue. The Rambam is not 100% clear. The Rambam in page number 5 on the bottom, the Rambam says at the end of the Perek Gimel Halacha Daled, after he explained what is the Ktima, what's the Ktima cause? So the last line, Sheare Siach Da'ato Mizeh Tavshil. Mesiach Hadat Ma Tavshil. What's the Pshat? So the Kesef Mishneh writes in the name of the Ramach, what do you mean? What do you mean, Mesiach Da'ato Min Tavshil? I won't eat it tonight. The fact that I was putting a little bit of effort on the coils doesn't mean that I don't care about the Tavshil. I still won't eat it tonight. Is it, according to the Rambam, only if you eat it tomorrow? It doesn't make any sense. The Kesef Mishneh is trying to say that, no, kim leu l'rabanan, if you do grifa, you mesiach dad, from the Tavshil. But it's not, it doesn't make, it's hard to understand this way. So the Mergevet HaMishneh said in the Rambam, basically what the Rashba is saying for himself, that what the Rambam meant when he said, esiach dato ma Tavshil, mean that there is a heker. I'm going to read this. Page number 6 on top, in the middle of the Merkevet HaMishneh. Ela kivan shekatam ktsat muchecha milta shu mityayesh mimena ve'eno rotze bechitui ve'achana mimashma bagmara midikamar gechalim sha'amu arem kem ktumim. So he brings the Rashba and he installed it in the Rambam. He said that when you do the maase ktima, you mesiach dat from the chitui of this tavshil. So the Rambam didn't mean that you mesiach dat from a tavshil, you mesiach dat from chatia to be chote for this tavshil. So the Rambam, according to the Merkevet HaMishneh, hold like the Rashba, the din ktima is din besach dat.
That's more than besach dat. He's doing something which is the opposite. Doing action
off coils creates something psychologically in the back of your mind.
But here's just the opposite. He's affirmatively saying, that this is what I don't want. This is exactly the opposite of what I want.
By doing the opposite, by turning.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Turning it off, even for a little bit, cause in the back of your mind.
Right.
Now, one more hakdama before we're going to go to the hakira that all of you already there. The biur halacha that all of you saw in the beginning of the siman. The biur halacha discuss, the first biur halacha discuss what about kisui kira. Shulchan Aruch said that you're not allowed to put on top of the kira. The gaban nikra ovid ofna kira. Va'afilu imu mechusa bekisuya u'ma'amida al hakisui, it's asur. Ach midivrei Rambam beperek Gimel shekatav en mashim to al gabei ha'esh, mashma lichor ad al gabei kisui eno bichlal al gaba. So if you read this biur halacha, it sounds like that any blech that you put on top of the fire, it's not going to be a kisui, because kisui shal gabe kira, according to Rashi, it's part of the kira, so it's not going to be considered a kisui, and it's asur, and that's what the Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish said all the people who put their like piece of metal on top of the fire, meforash in Rashi, Rashi in Lamed Zayin Amud Alef, gaba o visfata o kisui shal chalala. Kisui she'al chalala shel akira, you put something on top of the kira, that's considered gaba, that it's asr. So come the Chazon Ish said, everyone are wrong. People who put the stuff on the stove, just a piece of metal, it's not enough. And the Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah, Mesupak, and the Rambam, it's not, there is no suffix. The Rambam also hold like this. So he said that everyone wrong, and everyone shouldn't do that. And according to him, there is two elements in the ktima, and he based that on the Mordechai and Tziv Gimel. He held that in order to be considered katum, you need two elements. You need ni'ut chom to lower the heat, and it's medukdak in the Shulchan Aruch. Also, if you read the Shulchan Aruch kipshuto, the Shulchan Aruch says what is ktima? ברף, דיינו שהוציאים ממנו כל הגחלים, כמו שיטת הרשב"א, או קטם, דיינו שכיסה הגחלים באפר למעט תחומם. What is ktima? You put a little bit of ashes on top of the coils to create, like, to make the heat low. So you need to lower the heat, and you need to do a shinui. These are the two elements that the chazonish, you can look in the chazonish here, I brought it in the, you can read it in your own time. But this is what he said, you need two elements. The first one to be masig, I don't know if the first one, but all the achronim argue with the chazonish. The first one is the Igot Moshe and Orach Haim Tzadik Gimel. He says that it's not true. The first part of the Chazonish that you need Mi'ut Chomam, it's not true. The only person, the only Rishon that it's going to be true for is the Rashi, Rashi Shita, that hold that Midinat Mana Mosif Hevel. So the Ktima is not to be Mosif Hevel. So you need to lower the heat. But for us, that we don't hold like Rashi, the Ktima is not Midin Mi'ut Chom. He's more like a hacker. So if we need a hacker, so it's enough to put something on top. And what Rashi, what are we going to do with Rashi? Rashi discusses when you have a kira, that part of the kira, even in a weekday, it has a kisui, part of the kira. So when the kira is built in this way, that has a kisui, the kisui is not, it's nothing, it's part of the kira. So that's the way that you cook during the week, so don't do it on Shabbat. But if you bring a piece of metal only for Shabbat, that's by itself heker. In the same way, the Shevet Alevi in Orach Haim in Chelek Tzadik Aleph, the same idea that we need heker, we don't care about Miut Chom. Shmirat Shabbat also, Perik Aleph Ve'aras Samech Gimel, the same idea. So there Miyashev the Minhag. And the Minhag, basically, what it means to us, that we hold that Ktima is more Midin heker. Now, when we have all of this in mind, I think the chakira that we should be choker in this topic is, when we say that you need ktima in order to make a heker, what was the gzera of Chazal? Chazal were goyzer that, I would say, is it din ba gechalim, is it din ba esh, or din ba adam, din ba gavra? What is the Maise Ktima means? You need to change the heat source, you need to do a Maise in the heat source, or you need to create a Shinui that's going to cause to your mind that when you come, you're going to see a Shinui and it's going to stop you from being Chote B'Gichalim. So, the main source that I think we should pay attention to, and unfortunately many Achronim didn't pay attention to it because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it la'alacha. The only person who brings it la'alacha is the Magen Avraham and Sif Katan Gimel. Katama ve'ubara. That's the Gemara that we have in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph and Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. And the Magen Avraham brings it la'alacha bepshitut. Katama ve'ubara mashin aleh. What is katama ve'ubara? What's the pshat? You did the ktima, and then it lit. Now you can put your pot with food. Do you see any heker? Is the fire the same fire? When you put the pot, yeah.
And just the only difficulty I have with that gemara as a proof,
yeah,
is because that, you could argue that gemara is just talking about from a bidyavid perspective, meaning. We have a gzera of shihia.
Yeah.
It's only gzera of rabbanan because we don't want to have. We're afraid of you might do the
right.
So once it's huvara, yeah. Right? So we could say that the chachamim were making limb in such a situation, even though that may not be reflective of their primary.
But if the din of ktima is that the fire needs to be changed. And when you put the pot, it's not there, so your ktima is gone. There's no room to be maker because when you put the pot,
no,
it's
I think
normal.
That, so I don't think that saying even if you
even b'dieved you should be machmir.
No, he did a ma'isa. I'm saying if we want to.
So you're saying that the heker or no. That kium takanat chachamim is enough
no,
to be
No, I'm saying in this, in Chachamim, even if the Chachamim, even if we're going to say that primarily we would like them to do something which lowers the fire, right? We're not looking for a something which is with a fire. We'd like him to lower the fire. But if he made an effort to lower the fire, and then the fire came back,
right?
So we might treat that differently than what is the reason that we have this rule for Shia.
You're saying he was mekayem takanat chachamim, so we didn't.
Right. So the chachamim may be meko, right?
He was mekayem takanat chachamim, so we're.
So the Chachamim would not right that he'd already done Maisa Katima, so even though that's why I had the trouble trying to learn anything with that, because since it's a bidyevit situation, so and it's by a drabanam, he's already taken the action, so to learn that that's the reflective of the whole reason, essence of what they were trying to accomplish.
But
I don't,
the fire comes back what? It's not an issue of
Shia?
I'm talking about before Shabbos. Before Shabbos.
So if you attempt to concern to cover the fire comes back on the situation you're saying
because we'll say that since he's Megala Das,
now if the fire comes back on its own,
even though we might say the standard is normally
it's going to cook
this
better,
this is what we want to do. Okay, he tried to do it, it didn't work, but he did it. We're gonna, in that case, we're not going to.
Why you're not going to have a chitui problem?
Because you made an act to yourself.
So that you basically it's pushed to you. So it's pushed to you that it's only din behekel for the person.
Right, because
it's not din behekel. That's exactly what I want to.
The fire comes back unless you have a special. You won't have
what.
I'm putting the part before Shabbos.
Right, I'm saying even
there's no bishul issue. The problem of gzarat takanat chachamim if I'm mekayem takanat chachamim.
Mira is not done. Sorry, I can't see
your
hands.
Two.
Okay. We did get a push just to make a minute from our.
No, I can finish. I'll
do
10:45 minute shirt. I mean, who else?
Of course.
Can I send the other one?
So it's pasha to you that it's din begavra. That's why you're comfortable with it. You said you did the maise hekel, so now if there is fire, I don't care. I did what I should have done, and that creates something in the back of my mind at the Shabbos. So I'm not going to be coming to play with the fire.
I mean, why, if it went back on its own, why would you be mechata? It already went back on its own. Meaning, what's the spar that you're going to be?
You're not allowed because you're not allowed to put pot on real fire.
I understand that, but the fact that it lit on its own is not going to cause you. We said before that what's causing you to be chitui, right? Well, you want to have the you're interested in the food. You want a better quality food. So at this point, you already did the heker. The fact that it lit on its own is not going to drive you even more to do chitui. It lit on its own. But why would that cause you to?
You're saying that
it's like you put up a stop sign and then it falls down.
When did I put the pot on?
Who might really stop?
So that's the machlo. They don't let me just talk. So. So, your point is good, but I want to add, and there is a big machloket rishonim. What is katama v'uvara? We have two opinions in Tosfot in Lamed Zayin Amud Bet. One opinion in the Rishonim that Katama Vuvara is really not Katama Vuvara. It's not considered Katum. That's the second opinion in Tosfot. Katama Vuvara is not completely considered Katum. So they go against the... So, first of all, there is one opinion that says that, true, Katama Vuvara is not enough. Katama Vuvara is considered like Huvara. So you did the Maise Heker, but it's still, you have a real fire, so don't be Mashe... דבר שלא נתבשל כל צורכו, even according to חנניה. That's the second opinion in Tosfot. And second opinion in the Ramban, and that's the way that the Rashba hold למעשה. But the first opinion in the Ramban, the first opinion in Tosfot, and the Ritva, hold that Katama ועוברה is completely like Katum. So we see already מחלוקת ראשונים, if Katama ועוברה is considered like Katum לגמרי or not. So you see that some ראשונים hold that it's not good that it's uvara, and the Rishonim that hold that it is good were nifsak la'alacha, and that's the way that the Mishnah Berurah is paskin in Siman in Sif Katan Yudalet according to the Magen Avraham, and the Bishar HaTzion basically said that he hold like the first opinion in Tosfot, Now the ran, wait. Now the ran, that's your, the ran, the miyuchas laran. There is a confusion in Masechet Shabbat. Who is the ran? Who is miyuchas laran? Who is the ritva? Miyuchas laran, that's the ran of Mosad Rav Kook. Not miyuchas laran. The ran of Mosad Rav Kook, he is mechadesh, that there is a difference between katama v'uvara before you put the pot and katama v'uvara after you put the pot. If it's katama v'uvara before you put the pot, then it's nothing, so it's mamash uvara, so it's nothing. But if it's katama v'uvara after you put the pot, so you don't care. When you put the pot, it wasn't a real fire. So if it came after, you don't care. You did the takana, you did everything real. So what I want to be told in this machloket rishonim, according to the Ran, and for sure the second opinion in the Tosfot, katama v'uvara, you need that the fire going to be less. At the time, at least at the time that you put the kedera on, it's more like din in the fire, that at the time that you put the pot on the fire, it should be a lower heating element. Like, you see that the coils are like not so strong when you put the pot, and that's a maise heked. It's more like din in the fire. And according to the Ritva and the first opinion in the Ramban, that seems the way that we pass in la'alacha, that's the way that the Prima Gadim Lichor understood, that katama v'uvara is even before you put the pot on the fire, it still have din k'tuma, and the reason is like you said, because you were mekayim the takanat chachamim, and you can add your svara also, that not only that you're mekayim takanat chachamim, now it's, maybe there is less chance that you're going to be chote, but what's going to happen in 3 hours from now, if it's going to go down? Is it considered katum? Or what about chazara, if you want to be machzir on the kira? What are you going to say then? Now, so if we hold like the first shita in the Ramban and the first shita in Tosfot, it sounds like the main din of Ktima is din in the person, that he should do maise that shows that he's not doing a regular cooking here. So even if at the time that he put the pot on, it was still lit back, since he was mekayim the takanat chachamim, that is enough.
You need a
maisa,
but the
maisa
has to be continuous.
Right, and I think that it almost mukhrach to say that some rishonim hold this way, that it's even if it's a maisa takanat chachamim, it still be continued at the time of the because the Rashba is the one that holds like by grifa, it's not enough to. I have more. I can continue discussing about it.
You're saying shinui, is this a shinui, or does it have to be a lower amount of heat?
Is it what?
Is it a shinui that we're looking for? Or is
that exactly the machloket. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. That it sounds like many rishonim hold that the din ktima is basically the shinui in the. And any shinui that the Balaam is the extreme. He said even if you move the coil to one side, it's enough. But most of Shonim does not agree with that. You need a shinui in the heat itself. But the question is still: is it in the person psychologically or in the mice?
All this is the Rabbanan. Is this all of Machal Ben Dusai?
It depends. Chananiah Chachamim. Everything we're discussing is according to Chananya from Ben Dursai and up, that's the Gemara, and according to Chachamim is above Kol Tzorko. You need Ketima. Wait, if Katum is for Chachamim, for Ben Dursai. Each Shita, according to the Shita, for Chananya you don't need Garuf Katum for Ben Dursai. You need Garuf Katum for less than Ben Dursai. For Chachamim, you need the Garuf V'Katum for Ben Dursai. Okay, I have at least 15 more minutes to speak, so I don't know if you want to stay or you want to continue. You want to continue last week or whatever. If people have more time, I will. If anyone needs to leave, I'm not gonna. Now the Chakira in the Achronim is a very relevant lemaise. That's something that most of you would love to hear because it's a very, very relevant. And Bezot Hashem, if we have more time, we'll discuss about very lemaise topic. What is Gzerat Chitui Bazman Hazeh? Bazman Hazeh, we have a problem because we don't cook with coils. What is the gzerat chitui shayach bazman hazeh? The first person that was asked this question was the Panim Yerot. Panim Yerot has to deal with, in his day, they started to cook with spirit, like oil, like some sort of liquid instead of coils. And his suffix was, since it's not coils, maybe there is no gzera. And he said, no, you know, if you're going to move the liquid, you're going to see that the flame goes up, goes higher, so there is the same chashash that you can play with the heating source. So he was machmir. And the Shara Tshuva bring it in Siman Resh Nun Dalet Le'alacha. So that's, some poskim coat him like a source that even Bazman Hazeh, we have the same chashash, although it's not coils. But it's not so clear because he was discussing when you have the hidden source in front of you, so you still have something to play with. So it's not coils, it's going to be something else. But what if the heating source is not here? I'm going to bring more heat from outside. That's the tshuva of Moshe. The Maharshag was the first one to argue with him that who told you if it's not Gechalim, maybe it's like Kash V'Gvava. Kash V'Gvava, you have a flame and you don't have coils, so it's mutter. So even according to you, Panim Meirot, is not good enough. Reb Moshe says the second thing that I said, that when you have a gzera of chitui b'gechalim, is that you're going to create more heat from the heating source that you have here. But there is no gzera that you're going to add more wood. And when you play with the knob, you basically bring more gas. You bring more wood. So who said that we have that gzera? That's the second problem that he raised. And the third reason that there is no chitui bazman hazeh, you can find in Mishnat Yaakov and the Gidrei Tzion. What?
Why if he add more gas, like putting more wood?
That was not the gzera. I mean, he assumed that Kash V'Gvava was probably available for a person who cooked with Kash V'Gvava. He probably had Kash V'Gvava next to it. And Chazal said, you're allowed to cook with, you're allowed to be masheh with Kash V'Gvava because it doesn't create coils. And we're not choshes that you're going to bring the, you're going to put it, even though it's easy, they were not choshes that you're going to do a maise that requires like bringing new. The third reason not to be.
It doesn't make coals, so there's no
ability to stoke it at all. It doesn't get any bigger. Does it? Gas all the more so. Right. The gas, it's bringing more. Right. Now, the Mishnat Yaakov, Rav Rosenthal, he was there in Haifa, and the Gidrei Tzion, both of them said that a very fundamental chiluk, coils, by nature, they go down. Slowly, they disappear. So there is a chashash chitui because we're concerned that the person is concerned. It's gonna die. I'm not going to have what to eat. But these days, we have electricity and gas that doesn't change normally. So why would you even have a chashash that he's going to be chote? He's just going to stay the same. There is no chashash chitui. So we have three very important reasons to say that there is no chashash chitui bazman hazeh. And all of these poskim, lemaise, tadam, We're doing Rifavik Tima, Heker, we need it. We don't really need it, but it's good to have it. And there is also a few concerns that also when you put on direct fire, when you take the pot off, sometimes air comes and it makes the. So there is other chashashot that covering the fire can help. But lemaise, none of these poskim was matir not to do Rifavik Tima. But it just. Keep it in mind that Bazman Hazeh, the Ktima is Chumra. According to them, the Ktima is not a necessity, it's not like a Chiyu, and it's going to be an Afkamina for Dieved if somebody is Mashe Beshogeg, stuff that it's Asr. Now, what about covering the nubs? What is the Ikar Ktima Bazman Hazeh? Assuming there is some Chiyu of Ktima, what should we cover? The Moshe Feinstein in his tshuva, I have a lot to say about his tshuva in Tzadik Aleph, a problematic tshuva, but his conclusion, after he said that Lichora shouldn't be a chashash bazman hazeh, he said, Lechatchila, you should cover the fire, and it's better if you cover the knobs also, but the main cover should be on the fire. That's the way he understood, that the main cover should be on the fire, And the nubs are just extra. It's better, but it's not a chiyuv. It's not so clear why he decided that, but that's what he decided, and that's many achroinim that quote Reb Moshe take that like the psak of the halacha. Now, I was bothered by it, because if you combine all the sources that we just had, the main chashash bazman hazeh is playing with the nub, right? So, where do you do the heker? What? I'm asking.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, if you hold that there is no chishush chatiyah bazman hazeh, you don't need to cover. And if you hold that bazman hazeh, we're choshish that you're going to play with the nubs, so where the chatiyah should, where the hefsek, where the heker should be, in the place of the chatiyah. So I was bothered by it, and based on all what we said, that we hold la halacha katama v'uvara is din bagavra, that it needs to be a heker in the person. We don't care about the fire. We don't need to do the maise heker in the fire. It's more like the psychological thing. So,
to cover the fire, you might not use the knobs because you can't see what you're adjusting.
All the more so that you're going to be concerned and you're going to be...
No, but you can't see what you're doing anyway, so that might not be a problem.
If you're not going to see the city, you're going to be more concerned about what's going on.
No, but you're not going to turn the knob because you can't see what effect it's going to have on the fire. Say, I have to cook this a little faster, so I'm going to turn the knob, but I can't see what it's doing, so I'm not going to turn the knob now.
It's also a sign. If all it is psychological, you put a stop sign.
I agree, but I would have said it differently. I would have said the ikar ktima should be on the knobs, and it's better to put it on the fire, because I agree that there is more concern. There is shita of Rashi that you need to lower the heat, there is a shita of the run maybe that we should be doing a change in the heat itself. There is room to say that there is a din in the fire also, but the basic din should be the knobs, and then extra should be the fire. So I was bothered by it, and I was
What? That wasn't the gzera. But that was not the gzera.
The gzera was not the begaz at all. So.
No, I understand. I'm saying gzera.
Mima nafshar, if you want to be mechadesh begaz, you should be mechadesh on what's the concern in gas. Meaning, you take in like you eat the cake and you leave it home. And there is no chashash in gas. In gas, what is the chashash in gas that you're going to lower? And then you do the heker in the fire, not in the chashash.
Covering the fire also cools as well.
So fine. So you can say chumrah, lower the heat is like a shita of Rashi. Like we don't hold like Rashi. So the base chitu should be in the knobs. Lemaise by a blech, I agree that it should be covered both, because when you take the pot off, it can cause like the flame to burn more, and then you mamash mavir, and there is more reason to be mega. But the main point that I want to come is for the Shabbos mode. That's what I want to discuss. Just give me a few more minutes. I found in the Rav Moshe Levi, he one of the poskim. He passed away very young. He was around his 40s. He was a big Sephardi Talmid Chacham. Rav Ovadia thought he's going to be one of the gedolim. Unfortunately, He said that also. He said that he thinks that the main kisui should be the kaftorim. He brings a source that I do not agree with his source, but I would agree with his result. But I was bothered, and I found sources. So the Rav Vozner also, Bechelek Gimel Siman Memtet, mashma that he held that the main kisui should be, imken haikar shiu agalgalim o kaftorim mechusim, he said it mefurash, that basic din should be that the knobs should be covered. And lemaise, we're not matir if only the knobs are covered. But the basic, the main kisui should be the kaftorim, and we cover the fire also. So we should have both. Now, I found also, I spoke with Rav Willig about it. So he told me Rabbi Eider he brings in the name of Rav Kotler like you. So,
Rav Willig says worries about the fire. He doesn't worry about the fire.
Okay, but he
was just redirecting you.
He I told him all the problem I have with the tshuva of Rav Moshe. He agreed. I was surprised, but fine. So lemaise, Rav Kotler also says the same idea that the main kisui should be on the knobs, and I found also tshuva of Rav Ovadia when he was Rav of Tel Aviv. He didn't print it in his Sfarim, but he said lemaise also that by tanur it's enough that you cover the knobs. So what the conclusion I want to get from all of this is that I agree with the stovetop that there is enough reason to cover the fire itself in addition to the knobs, because you have more concern that if you take the pot, it can create more fire, and then you have a problem of ear. So you have other reasons to cover the fire also. So for that, I'm not arguing. But what I'm saying that for ovens, the Moshe said they should put like a cover inside to make a chatzitza between the fire and the food, to make another heker inside in order to create it to be garuf v'katum, if you want to put something that it's not mevushal kemachal ben dursai. We hold that tanur is like kira, bazman hazeh. We don't hold that tanur, although Rabbi Moshe doesn't say that in the tshuva, but that's the way we hold halacha. But he hold that if you want to do karuf v'katum, you should put something inside. And according to what we're saying, if you have a heker in the nubs, and the fire anyway, if you have a Shabbos mode, the fire is not going to grow when you open it, because they shut up the thermostat, they shut up... So it might be that the Shabbos mode also consider a shinui in the fire itself, because it changes the whole system, so it might be that the system itself considered change. In addition, you have the nubs change, so you have two hekerim in the fire and in the nubs.
Because it's like Kash Gavava, the Shabbos mode?
What?
We're saying because the Shabbos mode makes like Kash Gavava?
No, I'm saying that the Ktima, it's considered like Katum, because it changed the it's like... It make the oven works differently, so it's like makes a change in the heat. And even if you argue with that, you still the knobs are covered. You have the screen different. Although the Shabbos mode of the Star K is not good for that, because the Star K hold that you can change the in Yantov, you can press their Shabbos mode. So their Shabbos mode is not going to be considered garuf v'katum. Other Shabbos mode that doesn't have the plus and minus, that you can play with, you can do anything with it. So Shabbos mode, for this kind of Shabbos mode, I would say that this oven is considered garuf v'katum when you have the Shabbos mode on. But in the Star K Shabbos mode that lets you still play with it, and in Yom Tov you could, so it's not a good hacker lechora. So I found a few sources, and I think that's the makes more sense to me. Although I'm not passing anything, you should ask your local rabbi what he holds by it. But for the limud, that's the way.
About the Shabbos mode.
He liked my.
I'm saying would he allow to not use some sort of blood if you have Shabbos mode?
I didn't ask him the way that you ask him, but I asked him if he would agree that Shabbos mode would be considered the Ofer Katum, and he said he see like. I'm sorry that I was a little bit alive, but I think it's very nice that I was. Yeah.